Today's episode is brought to you by Camuso Design, the creators of the Shift. The Shift is not just a necklace, it's a tool for better breathing and better living. Inspired by the Camuso monks of 17th century Japan and the shakuhachi flutes, the Shift helps you master your breath, reduce stress, and find your calm. It's your personal mindfulness tool that you can wear and use anytime, anywhere. Discover the tranquility that comes with mastering your breath. Visit camusodesign.com/lifeismental and use code LIFEISMENTAL at checkout for 15% off your next purchase. Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome for your first time to the Pathway to Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. We are here. This podcast is special, and I'm going to tell you why this is so special. This is... This podcast is being recorded. Obviously, you're listening to it, but maybe you're watching it. Maybe you're watching it now. This is on YouTube now. This is. I'm excited to say this. So I just had to go ahead and say that. So if you're listening to this right now on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever, make sure you go to YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe because all Pathway Your Results podcast episodes will be live on YouTube, starting with this one. So at DG Mindset, I just had to go ahead and tell you that. For those of you that don't know, now you know. Today's episode, I wanted to break down kind of this language, this interaction, this conversation that's taking place between us and this physical universe. I think physicist John Archibald Wheeler said it best when he said, this universe is not only observable, but it's also participatory. We are participating with the universe. The universe and you are the same thing, just in different forms. We've talked about this so many different times. I was actually just staring at a tree the other day in my yard, and I was looking at the tree, and the tree went up, and it was just a trunk. And then it split off into two, and then the two split off into like multiple branches, and then those branches split off into twigs. And those twigs, and it just kept splitting, and kept splitting, and kept splitting, and I'm saying, this is essentially what is happening with us. Think about if you were that twig. That twig, those twigs on that tree, there's twigs all over that whole tree. And maybe the twigs on the other side of the tree don't know the twigs over there, but maybe they do. Maybe they have an awareness of each other, but here's what they do. They all worship the trunk. They all worship the trunk and they say, our trunk is a giving trunk. Our trunk is just... if it was not for our trunk, we would not even be here. And they're sitting here worshiping this trunk, right? They're worshiping this one thing that they think they all came from. And different parts of this tree have different names for the trunk. They have different ways to describe the trunk. But they're all talking about the same trunk. Because innately inside of us, we all understand that there's a part of us that came from this one trunk. Even though we may be twigs on different branches on different parts of the tree, we know that we came from this one source. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Do you see what's happening here? Are you seeing the analogy? Are you seeing the metaphor here? So here's my point. The illusion is that the twig that was at the end of that branch, that came off of that limb, that came off of the part where the tree divided, that came off that main trunk, the illusion was that that twig was separate from the trunk. But the twig and the trunk are the same thing, just in different forms. This, my friends, is why we do not understand the language of this universe that we call energy, because of the illusion of being in this third density through this thing that we call the mind that we also labeled as the ego. We see separation in things. So we don't get to see, and we can't quite see that there is no separation. We are all, and I'm not just talking about human beings, I'm talking about everything. everything is a manifestation of the one thing. That one thing is what human beings have referred to as energy. So if everything is energy, just at different vibrations, just different rates, I need to understand this one thing because I am the one thing. And when you start to understand the one thing, now you can fall in harmony, you can fall in line with it. And this is when the one thing can create consciously. So here's, and I'm going to make sure this isn't about manifestation, right? I'm going to make sure we understand that. But here's what we got to understand. The language of this universe is what we call energy. How do you think we created bank systems? How do you think we created this monetary thing that we call money, right? The monetary thing we call money. This thing that we use to give to exchange value in this thing called money. All we're doing is copying the technology of this universe. So I'm going to break this down for you. If you go ahead and make sure you sit down for a second, because when you what I'm about to speak in, it's going to resonate with you on a level outside of space and time. So you're going trust me, you're going to get it. Your ears may start bleeding, but you will get this. Everything is energy. All energy is governed by thought. Sorry. All energy is governed by thinking. We steer and manipulate energy with thinking. I sat during COVID on one day, I was sitting on my front porch and I sat here and had this moment, this epiphany, this reflection, this contemplation. And I asked myself, why do we have thoughts? Why do we think? Obviously, I know I have to think in before I do something, but even on a deeper metaphysical level, why? Why? And here's what I realized. Thinking is how we essentially manipulate and govern this one thing that we call energy. So this is why the universe, sorry, the ancients that we call them, right? The Egyptian wisdom, right? The initiates and the Emerald Tablets and the Kybalion, they always talked about how the first law was the universe is mental. The universe is mind. It's one big mind. You are just a little piece of it. And through our thinking, this is what allows us to manipulate energy within this field, okay? So here's the first thing. You got to understand the power of thinking. Thinking is what allowed you to manipulate the currency of this universe, which is energy. But I have to understand where I put my attention. Good God Almighty, I don't want to start preaching right now. But where I put my attention is where I am making this transaction. This is where I am exchanging with whatever it is to create an energetic transaction to either get or give energy. So here's what we don't realize. We tell our kids all the time when you're in school to pay attention. Excuse me. Attention is the transactional force through which we give energy and through which we receive energy. So everywhere that you put your attention, y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. Every place that you put your attention, you are sending energy to it. It does not matter if it was a trauma. It doesn't matter if it was an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. It doesn't matter if it's your goals. Every time that you put your conscious attention and unconscious attention on it, you are sending energy to it. Well, this is where we get the saying, where attention goes, energy flows. So here's what ends up happening. I'm sitting here giving attention to something and I'm sending energy to it. And as I send energy to it, guess what it does? It starts to create this thing that we call momentum. And this is how it comes to be. We are sending more of its life force to it to create it. So why am I saying this? What does this have to do with anything? And my mom would say, what does that have to do with all the tea in China? Ask yourself this in this moment. Am I really giving attention to something right now consciously? Or am I actually unconsciously giving attention to it through my wounds? Am I actually giving attention to something unconsciously through my traumas? See, we don't understand. We don't realize that we do this, right? We have no idea. So, a perfect example of this is, you ain't going to let him leave the house. He can't leave the house. Where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? So now guess what? He left the house to go do whatever, and you over here stressed out of your mind right now. Why? Because you have a wound, because you actually have a fear of abandonment. You have a fear of abandonment because maybe daddy left you when you were 3 or 4 years old. Maybe you felt as though you didn't get what you needed. Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. So now guess what you're doing now? You sit here paying attention. You taking out the...
You take out these dollar bills right now, and you just taking that energetic cash, and you just keep making deposits, and you just keep buying more of the same thing. You keep sending energy to the same thing because you keep paying attention to it. And that's what, this is what you are creating. This is what keeps coming up. So here's the thing. Okay. We get frugal when it comes to the paper money. We ain't gonna just take money and just spend it anywhere, but yet you'll do it with the universal currency. You will do it with the thing that is actually your life force. You will take it and just blow it. You literally, right? When you're over here making it rain. You're over here just making it rain with your energy. Literally just giving it away. And here's the thing you got to ask yourself in this moment in space and time. Is this thing that I am giving my attention to, that I am paying my attention to, that I'm paying with this energy, is this reciprocating? Is it giving me energy back? So you're sitting here giving energy to these things that serve no purpose in your life to give you energy, and all it does is it never repays you back. It just keeps bleeding you and bleeding you and bleeding you. We can use the example of, what do they call them? Those people, what are they? They're called energetic vampires. Energetic vampires. You know what a vampire is? It's going to suck you dry. They will take your energy through you paying with your attention, but they never give it back. So it's something simple. I was just talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and he was telling me, he's like, man, this guy keeps, he'll text me and he's like, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And it's like, every time I look at a text, I get drained. I get exhausted. I said, that's because you got an energetic parasite. See, what you don't realize is this subtle energy, this language of this universe, this person who is texting you, he is gaining energy by you paying him energy through your attention. So he's like, what do I do? I said, stop giving him energy. Stop. Like, you got to cut off the life force. Stop paying attention. I'm not saying you don't have to answer him back, but maybe you take a couple hours. Maybe you don't do it right away. Do you see? So here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's about us understanding the power that we have. This is where people don't understand when we talk about we live in an abundant universe. The abundance is that you have the currency. You have it. But it was going to be steered and governed by your thinking. It was determined by the way you think. Do you see how this works? So ask yourself in this moment, in space and time right now, is this giving me life back? Meaning, is it giving me energy back, or is it taking away from me? It's that simple. It's black and white. Is this giving me energy right now, or is it taking away from me? So if I'm sitting here ruminating and thinking about what could happen and how bad it's going to be and all of these negative scenarios, and all it does is create anxiety. All it does is create stress. All it does is create worry. All it does is create fear. All that's doing is lowering your energy level, meaning all it's doing is pulling from your energetic bank account. It's just literally, you got somebody coming in and robbing and pulling it out. But that somebody is you, because you're not consciously steering your attention. Do you see? Do you see how this works? So if it's not giving me energy, it's not that I got to stop paying attention. That means that there's something that I need to learn. Because when you understand how this currency works, the universe is never just going to take from you. It ain't never going to just take from you without it paying you back. But that's where we get hung up. We do not realize when something is taking our energy, it is because the universe is trying to tell you in a back-ended way, it's trying to tell you, yo, you got a wound here, you are unconscious of it, and you need to fix it. When you fix it, meaning when you learn the lesson, meaning when you ask yourself, what is this teaching me? I have gained the intel, I have gained the information that this situation was carrying. Why? Because all energy is light, and all light carries information. So this situation right now that I'm giving energy to, that it's not giving me back, all it's trying to do is carry the information so I can take it, learn from it, throw it in my learning bag, gain enough awareness now. Oh, I need to stop giving awareness to this. The only reason why I was giving awareness to this was because I was actually coming from the place of my fractured wound. I was coming from a place of unconsciousness because I had a fear of abandonment. But now that I know that, I can behave differently. More importantly, I can consciously steer where I put my attention. Do you see how this works? Do you see how this works?
Today's episode is sponsored by Life is Mental University. Unlock the power of your mind with courses designed to transform your life. Whether you're seeking personal growth, better relationships, or enhanced mental well-being, Life is Mental University provides the roadmap to success. With courses like Manifestation Made Easy and Mastering Your Mind Using Meditation, you'll gain actionable insights and practical strategies to achieve your goals. Enroll today at lifeismental.dgmindset.com and take the first step towards a better you.
So it's about you having the awareness of where you are paying your currency, where you are putting your energy. Am I putting my energy in a place that's going to reciprocate and pay me back? Or am I constantly just throwing energy into something that's not giving it back?
So the example I will use is in a relationship. I can't tell you how many people, how many stories I hear, how many like, hey, I'm doing all of this, but he's not doing it back. I'm putting this into the relationship, but I'm not getting it back. I said, okay.
So it sounds like you're paying attention to all these things and you feel like you're not receiving it back. You're not getting what you are putting in. This is going to create an energetic imbalance that we call resentment. Resentment. Oh, good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me. If you look at the word resentment, look at the word resentment. Re means to do over. Sent means to send. Ment means mind. Ment is mind. Mental. Do you see how this works? So you are resending your mind into something, but you're not getting the same energy back. It's telling you, you are sending too much of your mind. You are paying too much attention. You are giving too much energy to something, and you're not gaining the lesson. You're not getting what you were actually supposed to get out of, because the only reason why you are sending all of this energy and not receiving it back is because you're unconscious. And the only thing that would create unconsciousness is a wound that the ego is still holding on to, because this is its identity. Do you understand how this works? So if you're putting too much into a relationship and you feel like you're not getting it back, that's because this relationship perhaps is actually just trying to teach you through the negative polarity, through the back door, that you don't value yourself enough. You don't value yourself enough, because if you valued yourself enough, you would never put more energy into something than what you receive. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Think about it. You will never put more into something that you did not believe that you were worthy of. When you knew you were worthy of it, I'm going to put the value in, and then that's it. If it does not meet me, I must keep this show rolling. Here's an example of this. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you work somewhere. Imagine your boss coming to you and saying, hey, let's just say you make, I don't know, $75,000 a year. And you know that you're worthy of $75,000. Imagine if your boss came to you and said, hey, we're only going to pay you $45,000 this year. You'd be like, I'm out of here. I'm out. Why? Because you know that you value yourself more than this quantity that he is using to value you. Do you see? So now, the same has to go for us energetically. Energetically, I got to make sure that where I am paying my attention, I am receiving equal amounts back. How do we do this? If you feel like, notice what I'm saying. If you feel like you're not getting what you need, if you feel like it's not being reciprocated energetically, the first question you must ask yourself is, what do I need to learn? What am I not gaining? What is it trying to teach me for the simple fact that I keep creating this imbalance? And then here's what ends up happening. This is the beauty of the universe. The universe is in a dance. It is literally like the cha-cha or the foxtrot. All it's doing is seeking harmony. It's seeking harmony. So what does it do? It balances itself out. So it does it. So now here you are seeking balance because you are creating an imbalance, but it's done unconsciously. So if I'm putting energy into a relationship, maybe I'm doing all the work. Maybe I'm doing all of these things. And I feel lower energy. Man, how come it's not happening? How many times you try to build something, you feel like it's not working? Dang, it's not working. That's because there's something that you need to learn. But the moment that you learn it, you start to see the universe balance itself back out. And this is how we understand the language of this universe. That's step one, right? You got to understand that where you are putting your attention, that is what's creating, because you're paying with your energetic currency. That's number one. Number two, I started to think about how energy works. And we always say, oh, we magnetize, right? We magnetize and we attract into our lives. Okay, yeah. So I started to think about how a magnet actually works. How does a magnet work? I remember I used to be in science class. I take the negative end and put it together and they would repel. I'd be like, yo, this is crazy. How are these like, I can't even push them together. Because we have two of the same poles. Good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. But when I took it and turned it around, I took the positive end and put it at the negative end. It worked. They would attract. Do you see? So two positives or two negatives will repel. But then when we get the opposite end, dang, it works. When two masculine together doesn't work. But when we have the masculine and feminine, there's a balance. There's a harmony. So why am I saying that? There's some tricks when you understand how energy works that they're not telling you about this little thing that they call manifestation. See, they're not telling you the whole story. I'm not going to get into it right now. That's going to be a whole nother episode, but I'm going to teach you here in a little bit how you actually manifest, understanding how magnets work. When you understand how magnets work, you will create your life consciously at will whenever you want. But here's the deal. At the end of the day, it's about you being aware of where you're paying your money. Where are you putting your money? Where are you putting your money right now? Where are you paying this currency of the universe? Are you putting it into things that aren't paying you back? I.e. past wounds, traumas. How many times do we hold on to something in the past? We hold on to things that serve no purpose for where we're trying to go. And let me say it serves a purpose, absolutely. It's meant to increase your self-awareness, but you're missing the lesson. You're missing what it's actually intended for. When you understand that everything in this universe is nothing more than it's a balancing act of energy. So if I feel negative, if I feel low, if I have these traumas, if I have these wounds, do you not understand that all it's trying to do is get you to the positive polarity through increasing your self-awareness? The only reason why you encountered those things in your past was so that later down the road, you would go on a hunt to figure out who and why you are. Do you not see that your traumas, your wounds, and everything else was always working for you? It was always working for you. It was never intended to break you. It was never intended to bury you. All it was simply doing was creating an imbalance in you so that you would go on a hunt at some point to create the balance. This is the way the universe works. So here's my perspective. You know, I can never tell you what to do. I'll never do that. But here's my perspective. I got to ask myself, how many things in my life no longer serve me? How many things in my life no longer serve me, but I still keep paying for the subscription of it? Ooh. Hold on now. I mean, the support team,
DG Mindset. We get emails all the time. We get emails all the time talking about people, I want to get out of community. Can you cancel my subscription? Why? Because for whatever reason, they do not feel as though the energy that they're supposed to get, they're not getting it. So they don't want to get out. Or how many times do you cancel Netflix? Y'all ain't trying to hear me. How many times you cancel a subscription? You cancel an app because you feel like the energy that you're getting from it, i.e. or what we call value, you're not receiving it. So then guess what? You cut off the energy supply. You cut it off. You don't keep paying it. You don't keep paying it if you don't feel like you're getting it, but yet we'll do this in life. How many times do we keep moving in the same narrative, the same wound, the same trauma that just keeps playing out and keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, and you keep paying with your attention to it, and you can't move on from it? So I'm telling you, stop wasting your money. You have an infinite supply of it. You have an infinite supply of energy, and you can steer where you put it through your attention, through your thinking. But I'm just telling you from my perspective, don't waste your money on things that no longer serve you, because you can use that same money. You can use that same currency. You can use that same earned energy to start using it to build something for you. So I tell my son this. I tell my kids this. I tell them this all the time. That same energy that you're using to tell me why you can't do something, you can use that same energy, flip it, and use that energy to tell me how you're going to do something. Do you see how this works? It's a conscious choice, though. You make the change. You consciously have to take action on where you steer your mind and where you put it. Ain't nobody going to do it for you. I'm just here to tell you right now. We did an episode on this earlier in season 3. Ain't nobody going to do it for you. So when you understand this, it is just you versus your own mind. That's it. Consciousness, spirit, the self had to steer the mind. But you had to be aware of the self. Do you see how this works? So when you know what you are, and I'm not talking about your name, I'm not talking about your body, I'm not talking about the identity that you say, I am this, I'm talking about the eternal I am, the I am that transcends space and time. I'm talking about that part of you. That's the one that I'm speaking to right now. When you identify as that, now you can start to steer where you pay this money, where you pay this currency. And this, my friends, is how you start to achieve and live the life that we were all destined to live. I was just sitting here meditating before I got on this podcast. And the thought came to me, the image came to me of how often we seek everything on the outside. But do you not know that everything on the outside that you were seeking was what you had not yet found on the inside? So here we are, taking and paying. I'll pay this and I'll put my attention here in hopes that I get this. I want the big shiny house. I want the fast car. I want the body to look like this. I want the house to look like this. I'll sit here and do all of these things and pay all of my attention and give all of my energy to. But little do I realize that those physical things were only going to create the feeling. They were only going to give me permission to feel what I had already had inside of me. So you thought that that house, that marriage, that job, these physical things were going to give you the permission to feel peace. But do you not realize that that peace that you thought was on the outside, do you not realize that it was already inside of you? So my point of this is recognizing and seeing, where are we throwing our money to? And wherever we're throwing our money to, and if it's not paying us back, that is where the wound is. That is where our attachment is. And when you start understanding the language of this universe, now you can start to detach and use the same formula of how a magnet works to start to attract what you want in your life. Next episode, we're going to break it down. I don't want to leave you on edge, but I'm going to break down really how the magnet works so you can start attracting into your life. I'm going to break it down real simple. The magnet in the mirror. The magnet in the mirror. When you understand how this works, you can do anything. So, as always, you know where to find me at DG Mindset, all social media. Retreats are filling up soon. They are filling up, especially Tulum. Tulum is filling up, although, you know, social media. It's funny. It's funny how life works. I've been banned on Instagram here for a little bit. I don't know how long. It's never had this happen before, but we realized that it was because of the retreat in Tulum. Apparently, they don't want you promoting. They still classify plant medicine as a drug, right? So I don't know if I'm going to have the link on my bio, but you can go to my website, www.dgmindset.com, and you can get yourself registered there. This is the journey. This is the goal 2024. How many people can we help and show them how to heal themselves? All I'm telling you right now is just keep going. Please keep going. Please don't stop. I'm going to be a guide. I'll be a beacon. I'll do all I can to help you show you what you got inside of you. I cannot do it for you. All I can do is show you. Get yourself signed up right now for maybe it's the Conscious Evolution Community. Maybe you want to go on a 3-month journey and let's do Revamp together. Revamp 90 is coming up here. Get yourself signed up in Revamp 90. This is a 3-month program to help you to restructure and change the way you view yourself. It's coming because 2024 is almost here. The new earth of us living through our heart space, for us healing our wounds. It's time. As always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.